Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. It has been a staple of everyone's Sunday nights for quite a long time. It is the program that taught America that it's okay to show the world the time your kid hit you know where with a wiffle bat. He is the host of America's Funniest Home Videos. He is Alfonso Ribeiro. Alfonso, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It is quite a thrill to have you on. This show has been on the air forever. I think it debuted sometime back during the Eisenhower administration. It's been on so long. Actually, it was 19...
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
This is our 27th season.
27 years from 1989. Why is this show still so popular?
I think it's popular because it's a show that all family members can watch together. We're the number one show, the most watched show on TV, where it's, you know, co-watched, which means that it's, you know, grandmas and grandpas and parents and kids and everybody together sitting down watching the show together, and that's why it works. You know, with this age of, you know, the internet, where you could go find videos on the internet, but you're not going to find videos that, you know, as a parent, you're okay with your kids watching. You're also not going to find, you know, videos on there that are for everyone.
Right.
And, you know, where you know that they're already funny, right? You know that they're going to be all funny. They've been vetted. We've found the funny ones, and then we're showing them. And still we're a destination for people to send their videos. So you're going to see videos that we have that you're not going to see on the internet, because that's not what people are automatically doing. They're not automatically just putting it on the internet. They're sending it to America's Funniest Home Videos because they know that, you know, one, they can possibly win some money for doing it, and two, it's a staple of most people's childhood.
Sure.
You know, we all know the show. You know, 27 years later, you know that you're going to enjoy, you know, some great, safe, fun videos.
And I really like what you talked about, how the entire family can sit down on a Sunday night and watch this. I mean, that doesn't really happen much with primetime television anymore. Well, yeah, I could watch some of these videos or videos like this on YouTube or whatever. People are off on their own watching their little 3.5-inch screen. This gets the whole family together. And like you said, the kids can watch it, the parents can watch it, and the grandma can watch it. I mean, you sit grandma down in front of Game of Thrones, you better have 911 on speed dial, because you don't know what's going to happen, because she's going to see things she doesn't want to see and you don't want the kids to see. So this is true family entertainment, and that really doesn't exist much anymore.
It doesn't, and, you know, as a family man, you know, I've got three kids and a wonderful wife, and, you know, to be able to sit with them and to find something. Listen, they're in front of the TV watching stuff that they want to watch all the time, but I don't want to watch it. So, you know, to be able to sit with them and watch something that I'm going to equally enjoy is special, and it's the last one on TV, and I think that you know, we have plenty more years to go because of that.
Now, this show was really ahead of its time, because we talked about online and everything else. When Vin DiBona created this back in the late 1980s, it was really, I mean, when you think about it, this was YouTube before we had YouTube. It was regular people being shown in just funny, everyday situations. It really was cutting edge.
Absolutely. And the beautiful thing now is that because technology has grown so much, that now the videos look great, because people are doing it with their smartphones.
Right.
And so you've got your slow-mo, you know, button on your phone. You've got these apps that, you know, do face swaps, and you've got all these things that the smartphones are now doing that are only making our jobs easier, and it looks great. We're no longer showing those, you know, grainy VHS you know, videos. We're showing, you know, HD quality videos that, you know, you're able to watch on your HD TV, and you're not losing quality in doing that. And so everything is becoming better and easier, and we're utilizing technology, not running from it.
And, you know, it's interesting you bring that up, too, about technology. It's so much easier to submit these videos now. I keep thinking about what it must have looked like there back around 1990 or so, when you had, like, a warehouse of thousands of these clunky VHS tapes all over the place.
Right.
I mean, the whole process has just been so streamlined.
Well, now it's digital. So
right.
All you're doing is you're sending a video via email to the email, and then they receive it and they, you know, log it and library it and, you know, and decide which ones are going to work.
Now, what I like, too, is I took a look at the press notes they sent. It says that your song and dance skills will be put to good use on the show. Give us a little hint on how.
That's a good question. I'm still trying to figure out how it'll be used. But, you know, I last season I used to come out and do a little dance before the start of the show. We're not doing it this year. So, you know, I did do a tap dance in one of the segments last year. So we've used it a little bit in that way, but we'll continue to find ways to use it.
Very good. And see, you can do these things. I mean, I never saw that at a Saget, never saw Daisy Fuentes or John What's-His-Name. They didn't sing and dance, didn't never saw it at a Bergeron. You bring something to the table they could not.
That is true.
Yes.
But they're all equally wonderful.
Yes.
And, you know, Tom, to me, was the best doing the show. Absolutely loved him on the show. I think he's the best host on TV, and so I definitely bring things to the table that they don't. But Tom was pretty special.
All right, let's use that as the Tom segue. Let's keep it in the ABC family. You won season 19 of Dancing with the Stars. We just had Maureen McCormick on the show as well this week. What advice would you give to her and the other contestants on that program?
Well, you know, stay healthy. That's the number one thing. You got to remain healthy. You got to be in it to win it. And that almost was what took me out of it.
Right.
But you know, the real deal is to understand. You know, one, you got to understand the fans. You got to understand, you know, the dances, and really do your homework. You know, a lot of times I'm watching a lot of the people, you know, compete on the show, and they're like, they don't know what other people have done. They don't go, I went online and I spent hours researching what something is supposed to look like so that I had my own idea of what it's supposed to look like, what it's supposed to feel like, so that by time Whitney was teaching it to me, I was already a little bit ahead of the curve. And, you know, you've got so few hours to get it done, you got to put in the time. And you know, nothing beats hard work.
And most importantly, do not dare steal the Carlton dance from me, I would imagine, right?
Well, I don't think anybody's going to be able to do it like we did.
No,
it, so
they won't.
I think that'd be a mistake.
You know, it's funny. Everybody knows you from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but you started your career much earlier than that, when you were 8. Most child stars, they kind of flame out and disappear, or they turn up on TMZ. You've continued your career, and it's multifaceted. I mean, you've done so many different things. Why is it so difficult for some people to make that transition and keep their career going as they mature and become older? Because you've gotten past that, and you're incredibly successful. So why is that difficult?
I'll tell you. It's very specific and very real. The reason why is most people who try to do other things, they do it because they have to, right? They do it, something's not working, so they have to, and so they try to learn something new.
Right.
When I grew up, my dad was my manager, and his idea was, you know, look at your career like a basket of eggs. And if you have different eggs in the basket, they're going to hatch at different times. But you must work on all those things in that basket so that when they're ready to hatch, you're ready for the success that you can gain from it hatching. And so we did all that hard work when I was a kid so that once I became an adult, it was easy, right? It was,
sure.
It was like, oh, so, you know, now we're going to sing. Well, I've already learned to sing. Oh, we're going to dance. All right, well, I kind of learned how to dance. And, oh, we're acting. Okay, I'm going to learn how to act. Oh, it's funny. All right, I'm going to learn to be funny. And it's directing. While I was on Fresh Prince and Silver Spoons, I was paying attention to the directors so I would learn, so that by time that was over, I would be able to do it. I took less money on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and added it to my contract so that I'd learn how to direct, so that I would be prepared to be able to do that after, you know, after my acting was over. I prepared for the long haul. I didn't prepare for the short run, and that's the difference.
It's just like going to school when you're growing up. You learn about math. You learn about English. You learn about science. You learn about everything. You become a well-rounded person. You became a well-rounded performer, and that prepared you for your adult career.
Absolutely. It's like, if I had to give advice to any kids getting into the business, it's don't learn one thing. Learn it all. Be good at everything. Work really hard to learn everything, not just in show business, but in life also. Become a well-rounded person, and you're not going to be struggling to find your place in the world.
I also think back to one of your early experiences in your career, and this must have been just amazing to be a part of this. You were in a Pepsi commercial with Michael Jackson. First of all, how old were you? And that must have been one heck of an experience.
Oh, it was amazing. I was 12 years old. I was currently doing a Broadway show in New York called The Tap Dance Kid, and they asked me to come to California to do the commercial with Michael, and it was awesome. It was quite special, and had a blast doing it, and working with Michael, he was my idol, amazing, so... very lucky that I was able to do that.
Well, once again, Alfonso's amazing career of his own continues. You can catch Alfonso hosting America's Funniest Home Videos Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central on ABC. Alfonso Ribeiro, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right. Have a good day. Take care.
All right, man. You too.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.